kind of, sort of.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Good morning.
Y buenos dias. Welcome to LAMP.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast.
How y'all doing?
We're back.
Yes.
Feeling good. Feel good to be back. We haven't been. Feel like it's been forever.
I know. We both had some crazy stuff going on. And a lot has happened since we actually got to record.
Yes, a long weekend. Both of us had. Yeah. It's my birthday.
Yes.
But you see, I ain't got no balloon. See, we had a balloon for her birthday. We ain't had no balloon for mine. So you can see how I get treated in this duo.
Whatever. But I bought my own balloon.
That's not the point. The point is, I don't have a balloon. So we see how I'm treated in this duo.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody leave comments and all that good stuff and say happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yes. But I feel good to be back. Good.
Yeah.
How are you? She just had a birthday that just passed. So
yeah, about a couple of weeks ago now, beginning of April. Yeah.
Also, since last time we had some untimely demise of so far great man. So from what I've been reading and what I've seen, the late great Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
Yes, he's passed away, and that's kind of what today's topic is going to be about. About the love he's getting now, you know, all the love that everybody seems to be showing him, I think is well deserved. But the question is, should we celebrate people more while they're here and let people know about people's accomplishments and the thing that they are doing in the moment instead of waiting until they're not here to reap those benefits of that?
Yeah.
So I'll let Mia touch on it first because I have a different perspective on the whole situation. But I'll let you talk. How do you feel about me?
I think it would be a great idea to celebrate people while they're here. For whatever reason, this topic comes up, you know, every time we're celebrating someone who has passed away.
True.
And, you know, I was not extremely familiar with Nipsey Hussle's music. I knew of his relationship with Laura London. And when I initially heard and saw all of the postings and amazing things about him, I'm grateful to now know, you know, I'm grateful to now be more aware. But I'll say instantly, my heart just went out to Lauren. I just felt like, I don't know. I just thought, you know, what a tremendous loss. And I feel like he was definitely celebrated by those close to him.
Definitely.
You know, he was definitely celebrated by those close to him. I thought what Snoop said about him at the funeral was awesome. It actually brought me to tears. I started crying listening to Snoop. It was crazy. But as far as people celebrating you while you're here, yeah, we definitely should. But that takes a conscious effort. Like so many, we take a lot for granted.
Definitely.
You know, we're all living our lives, doing what we're doing every day. And sometimes you just, you take it for granted. You have to be constantly reminded. And it's a personal conscious effort to say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, you know, every once in a while for these particular people that are important to us.
That's true. I got into a little argument online because, like I said, I'm like you. I was one of those people who did not know anything about Nipsey Hussle. Mm-hmm. All I knew was that he was in a relationship with Lauren London.
Yeah, we saw
So that. I made that comment, and then I went on to say that, you know, it's a shame that this man was doing all these great things and, you know, was making all this great music and I knew nothing of him until now that everybody is saying such and such. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to say, yeah, we should celebrate people while they're here. And people took it the wrong way. People were saying as if though I'm saying that we don't celebrate people. I'm saying that we do, but I just felt as though, like, to be honest with you, all this love that I think Nipsey is getting, to be honest with you, I think 60% of it is true fans. And the other 40 is just people chasing a like. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
I do feel it's people just chasing a like, saying this is the thing, the end thing to talk about, so I'm going to talk about it. So it broke it to the like. Now, the good part about that, it brought my attention to him.
Right. And That's how I felt.
That's the good part about it. You know what I mean? So, like, I listened to his album. Honestly, his album is probably the only album I've been listening to for the past 2 weeks.
Nice.
To be honest with you. Like, it is a great, like, to be just honest with you, it is a great album from start to finish. Like I would never have known about this album. It's inspired me to do different things. The things he's talking about independence and, you know, taking control of your career and not bending over to the society of this is what a rapper should be like and doing things in, like, mm-hmm. that is a true inspiration. So I'm glad that, I mean, it's sad to say that this, what happened to him, brought this to my light. I just wish I would have knew about him a lot sooner.
Right.
And what I mean by, you know, celebrating people while they're here is like, I mean, I'm not saying you got to mention something all the time, but if someone is doing something good, mm-hmm. let people know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel the same way. Like, I try to congratulate as many people. When I see somebody doing something dope, if I don't know them, if I do, I try to let them know. If I see someone with a dope picture or, you know, if they're doing a project that's dope, I let them know.
Yeah.
Just because I want them to know that I thought that that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, okay, yes, you did know about Nipsey Hussle. Yes, you did know he was doing all these great things. But did you project that to everybody as much as you could? Like,
at the time.
At the time. Yeah. It's like, I don't think y'all did. And I mean, I could be wrong. I know with some people who probably was playing his music, mm-hmm. who was some people that was saying Nipsey is this, this, he is that. But mm-hmm. I just feel if someone is doing, from what I'm seeing and what I have read and what I've heard about this man,
yeah.
if he was doing so much of this great stuff, I feel as though it should be promoted a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's like the world that we live in, the society that we live in. Like, you know, with various individuals that have done amazing things in their lives, you hear more about it once they have passed. And, you know, yeah, that's definitely something, like I said, I think it's just a conscious effort within you to opt to put out positivity more and more. It's unfortunate. It is unfortunate that a lot of people didn't know of him before, but on the flip side, that's the amazing thing. Like, look at his legacy and how massive it is now and
crazy.
Continuously will be. You know, everything that he did was not in vain. It's changing you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's changing people continuously. And that's the great thing about art, about being an artist and having music or, you know, acting and film and all this stuff that lives beyond you and can continue to motivate and all of those things. So we have to find, you know, some comfort and peace in that.
Definitely, but his point of views too, I was very intrigued by him because he has some of the same point of views that I have. One of his interviews, he talked about being able to do more than one thing so you can mm-hmm. focus on your art. Basically, he's saying, like, a lot of people, they just focus on one thing. And they say, have multiple hustles, so, you know, you have money to support your hustle. You have mm-hmm. money. And if your hustle do slow down, you can, you know, you don't have to be scrambling and stuff like that.
Right.
You have other hustles that can help fill, mm-hmm. you know, the fuel for whatever it is that you mainly want to do.
Right.
And if so, and it helps you, the art of it. You know, you don't be, because sometimes I struggle with the fact that I have to get, that this is all I do is tell jokes. So, you know, it's a struggle sometimes where I got to take shows that I don't want to. But if I had other hustles,
right.
I can turn down stuff. I can focus more on the art of it, man. So, like yeah. I said, since his passing, I have been able to have my eyes open up to the person who is Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a dope thing, man. It really is. And I just feel a lot of people think they take that wrong when I say that we need to celebrate people while they're here. And it's not about just, you know, saying this person is dope, but this person, I mean, just bring it to the light. Just as much as you post them pictures of you bending over and showing your butt, post the same picture of Nipsey Hussle and it was something that he said or whatever
mm-hmm.
while he was here, or anybody. And I ain't even talking about just him. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you take as much time to find the right angle to make sure your face look right and your body right. Do the same thing to post somebody doing something dope.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah. I'll say this. You know how it's crazy, you know, as I was watching, like I said, watching Snoop speak, and I started crying for this man, and I've never even met him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've never even met him. Like I said, aside from his relationship with Lauren, it wasn't much that I knew of him, but I just thought that was powerful, that someone that... And I saw a lot of people post about this, like, dang, I don't even know him, and I'm sitting here crying. Oh. You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, that just tells you that, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but that just tells you the kind of person he was, that you can see that it was genuine.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, I can really see when someone is being genuine, when they're not. And if you just see him and his interactions with people, the way he talks, the things he done, you can tell that it was a genuine person right there. So I can understand if someone feels that type of way or get emotional for someone you never met, because you can see when someone's actually being genuine about what they're doing. I think dude was a real genuine person.
Yeah, definitely. May he rest in peace. And just continued, like, peace, comfort, and we just pray the best for Lauren and the family. Because, that's a rough
That's from the lamp, man. Please celebrate people while they're here. If someone is doing something that you admire or you think is dope, tell them. I ain't even say you that you got to, you know, blast it out to the world, but tell that person at least.
That's true.
At least tell that person.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't get told they're doing well. And, you know, especially when you're in the grind of doing things, sometimes you're doing it. You're like, does anybody even care? Exactly. You know, why am I sacrificing all this for? What am I doing this for? And you continuously have to motivate yourself. So sometimes those simple little messages and things like that are like fuel.
It's fuel. Definitely helps you. Well, I think this is a good episode. Definitely was. Please check us out every Tuesday. This will be airing Tuesday at Anchor.
Yes. Spotify, Google Play, iTunes.
She knows them all.
Yeah. Check out our YouTube page.
YouTube. Yes. Yeah, we're everywhere. And follow us on at The Lamp Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
We got to get them followers up and those views up, man. So tell a person to tell a person and spread the word.
Yes.
That's how we do. Peace.